This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 6 Pentecost Friday. First posted June 27, 2008. Exodus 20:1-17. The Ten Commandments. Paraphrase. God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, which were the basis for the covenant of law between God and Israel. God had just recently brought Israel out of slavery in Egypt. Therefore, Israel was to have no other gods but God alone. Israel was not to make images of anything, person or animal in heaven or on earth to worship and serve. God warned that he would tolerate no rivals, and that he would punish disobedience to the third and fourth generation, but would love steadfastly those who love him and obey his commandments. God's people are not to use God's name as a magic incantation, in false testimony, or in cursing. The Sabbath is to be a day devoted to God. God's people are to set aside their daily routine on that day and focus on God. They are not to do any work, nor permit anyone in their household, as servants or guests, or even livestock, to do any work on the Sabbath. The Lord finished all the work of creation in 6 days and rested on the seventh day, and blessed and designated it as a day of rest for us also. We are commanded to honor our father and mother, if we want God to bless us with long life in the promised land. God's people must not commit murder, adultery, theft or robbery, nor covet anything which doesn't belong to us. Commentary: God had just saved Israel from bondage in Egypt, so that they could be God's chosen people, free to serve God. God covenanted with Israel to be their God if they would trust and obey God's word. God is God alone, whether we acknowledge him or not, but God is under no obligation to us to be all that the concept of God implies, unless we are willing to trust and obey God. God is under no obligation to hear and respond to our prayers unless we are willing to hear and obey God's word. See conditions for answered prayer. Sidebar top right. In ancient times, image worship was common. There are still examples of image worship, but there are also more subtle forms of idolatry today. Anything or person which we care about and work for, as much as or more than God, is idolatry. Modern examples are wealth, power, success, home, family, pleasure, and self. The Sabbath day of rest is a gift to us. We can accomplish all our necessary work in 6 days. We need a day to put aside our worldly pursuits and be spiritually restored and refreshed. Israel found that they could not accomplish any more in 7 days than they could in 6. See Exodus 16:22-30. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Colossians 2:8-9. John 20:28. There is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. Acts 4:12. But Jesus' name is not a magic incantation. Not everyone who calls Jesus Lord will be saved from eternal condemnation on the day of judgment. Only those who have trusted and obeyed Jesus. Matthew 7:21-27. Luke 6:46. The Ten Commandments describes our relationship with God and our fellow humans. We are to love, trust and obey God, and we are to love and treat our fellow humans the way we love ourselves and want others to treat us. Matthew 22:36-40. The history of God's dealing with Israel is intended to also be a metaphor and illustration of life in this world. In a sense, we are all in slavery to sin and death in the Egypt of this world. Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10. Jesus is the Moses God raised up to free us from sin and death, and to be the mediator of the new covenant of salvation from eternal condemnation by grace, a free gift, unmerited favor, to be received by faith, obedient trust, in Jesus. Ephesians 2:8-9. Jesus is our Moses, who leads us through the wilderness of this lifetime, through the river of physical death, and into the eternal, promised land of God's kingdom in heaven. God has accomplished his great saving act in Jesus Christ, as he had just delivered Israel from Egypt in the day of Moses. He offers us his new covenant in Jesus Christ, which Jesus established on the night of his betrayal and arrest. Matthew 26:26-28, Hebrews 8:8-13. If we love the Lord, we will trust and obey him, and he will baptize us with the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17, God's word fulfilled, embodied and exemplified in this world in human flesh. John 1:1-5, 14. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, to Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. Is Jesus your Lord, Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple, John 8:31? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus, John 14:21? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14?